Good morning. You know, with everything that's been going on, especially with the storm, you know, when a tragedy strikes, you see people come together. You see the good of the Lord and His love shining out more. People coming together, people helping one another, people coming together and loving one another, seeing what they can do, what they can help. But why? Why does it take a tragedy for that to be shown? Why does it take a natural disaster for that to be brought forth? Brethren, the Word tells us to love one another, to be there for one another, to help one another, to exhort one another. You know, we need to be a Barnabas. We need to be a load lifter. We need to be helping one another. It's every time we can. And that's a good part of serving God. But one of the reasons, one of the reasons a natural disaster or a tragedy like that happens, one of the reasons that people do start coming together, having that one focused mind to help one another, is because, brethren, when something like that happens, our priorities get in line. We start seeing needs. We start seeing what's really important. Wouldn't it be better for us to have our priorities, have our mind, have our focus on the important things to begin with? Could you imagine if something like this were to happen again? If before, our minds and our hearts were on God continually. Our love was to one another as strong as God's love is to us. Now, that's never going to happen this side of glory. But wouldn't it just be wonderful that if something like that did happen, how much good we could do, how much of God's love would be showing throughout? But I don't really have so much as a text, but just mind-provoking thoughts. Like I was talking about priorities, a couple of questions to keep in mind. You know, when we wake up, we need to think. One question is, where are my priorities at? Where is most of my time spent? What keeps my attention the most? If we can answer these questions, if we know the answer to these questions, we'll see where our heart is. We'll see where our mind is. We'll see where our efforts and our time is being spent. Like Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Brothers and sisters, we need to be doing that on a day-to-day basis. We need to be examining ourselves, seeing where our priorities are, seeing where our mind is heartened at. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, each time I come, it's almost like a broken record, but brothers and sisters, I'm burdened down on this. It's where priorities are. The focus of people nowadays is so far from God the way it should be. We see a falling away in the church. We see a falling away of the way of God. And God's way is best, is it not? Yes, amen. God's way is the best way we can live our life. And how do we learn of God's way? We learn by His Word. Now, a lot of times people say, well, I learn by seeing. Well, you need to be focused on somebody who's living God's way. We need those good examples. We need good examples, so why not be a good example? We can be a good example to everyone. But it comes down to mind and heart. Where's my heart at? Is my heart touched? Is it tendered? Is it towards God? Does it have His law written upon it? Do I have it hid in my heart? Or is my heart on lust and sinful things of the world? You know, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Things of the earth perish. One of these days, this earth is going to burn up. One of these days, this earth is going to be gone. It's going to be no more. And all these things that we've been lusting after, all these things we've been wanting to do, are going to be no more. Brothers and sisters, we have a far better thing to look forward to. Heaven's pure world of being with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to be having this in our forefront. We need to be thinking more about this, making our hearts and mind tuned to His will. Brothers and sisters, our lives will change. Don't we want that kind of change? We want to have the love and the peace of God resting upon us in our lives. We'll have that peace and love more shown in our churches, in our homes, in our communities. Wouldn't you love to see this entire country have the love of God upon it? Now, His love stretches to His people. But how much are we availing ourselves to it? How much are we reading His Word? How much of our priorities are set upon godly things? That's like those questions, where are my priorities? Where is my time spent? Now, that's a biggie right there, time. All of us have 24 hours in a day. That's just universal. All of us have 24 hours a day. How we spend those hours in those days is up to us. Are we spending it wisely? Now, I realize we got to sleep. So, hey, get as much sleep as you can. That's great. That's a good thing. But on the times that we are awake, how much are we spending time in the service to God? Now, you say, Brother Kenneth, I've got a job to do. Hey, I do too. Great. But if you go to work, you can go to work with a godly mindset. You can go to work praying without ceasing. And if you're going to work, do your job and work as if you were working for the Lord.
Amen.
If you do that, if you keep that in your mind, if I'm going to do this, I'm doing it for God, not for the boss. I'm not working for the man. I'm working for the King. Brothers and sisters, if we keep that in mind, if we have our priorities of, I'm working for the King. And brothers and sisters, another thought to think of, I'm a child of the King. The King, the Lord of glories. I'm a child of the King. He has welcomed me into His household. Brethren, we have it available to us. How much are we availing ourselves to it? It's with us all the time. It's readily available. But again, how are we spending our time? Another thing is, the last is, what keeps our attention the most? I know a lot of people, I'm one of the world's worst, you know, attention spans, it's bad, especially when I was young and in school. Whew, it was hard to keep my attention unless there was something blowing up or there was some gun shooting or something like that. But brothers and sisters, again, that's where our mind is at. If our mind, if our affection is set on things above, you know that word, set in its right place, everything set in its right place. If our affection is set on things above and not on things of the earth, brothers and sisters, our attention, what we want to hear, what we want to see, is going to be more in tune and more in focus on God's will. When we have the model prayer, the Lord would say, when you pray, pray in this manner. He says, give us this day our daily bread. You know that phrase in there, give us this day our daily bread. This needs to be our daily bread. Now, yes, we need to eat, obviously. We need to eat. But then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the word of mouth of God. We need to have that. We need to make that a part of our day. And the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, obviously, we need to start making it a first priority. You know, I said one time, and probably caused a lot of stir, but we need to be seeking God before we even reach for that cup of coffee. Now, that's another mind-provoking thought right there. Before coffee? I'm not saying you have to get your Bible out and read an entire chapter before you reach for that cup of coffee, but it's a good thing to, when you get up and you sit up on the bed, think about, I have another day. Thank you, Lord, for this another day that Thou hast blessed me with. Because I can wake up and I can see, you know, a lot of times now, our little girl, she's sleeping in the bed with us because during the middle of the night, you know, Sarah has to wake up. Next thing you know, she's in there. So sometimes I wake up with a foot in my face, but you know what? Hey, that's a blessing in itself. Thank you, Lord, for my little family. It's more blessings. When our mind is more focused on these things, like I said, you can wake up with that little baby foot in your face and still be thankful for it. We need to be having our priorities in the right place. We need to be spending our time on godly things. We need to have our attention on Him. And we need to be doing it early. We need to be doing it first. And we need to make the time. We need to redeem the time we have. Like I said, we all have 24 hours in a day. Let's use them wisely. You know, pray without ceasing. Read God's word first thing in the morning. Pray throughout the day. Take Him with you to work. Brother and sister, if you take God with you to work, your day is going to be better. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to be a taxing day. Sometimes when I feel the presence of God, when I feel His hand upon me, brother and sister, that is a very taxing day. I've had a lot of things thrown at me during the day. But brother, I feel better. The Lord was with me. I was able to handle things. My mind was clear. And when I got home, I was more thankful to be home, thankful to be happy. I was more blessed. You know, that word happy can be interchanged with blessed. You'll be more blessed. You'll be more happy. You know, you see people with the love of God rested upon them. Most of the time, they're smiling. They could be going through the worst trials of their life. But brothers and sisters, they'll have a smile on their face. And that's another thing. If you see somebody without a smile, give them one of yours. The best way to receive more love is to give it away. I love that little song, The Little Scholar, the one about the little preacher. So I am the little preacher. I preach the gospel free. I give all the Master give me, I give it all away. And when my heart is empty, I go to Master's store. I tell Him all about it, and He smiles, and He gives me more. Brother and sister, that's a faithful saying. If we give love, if we show it more, brother and sister, we'll have more. So if you want more love, if you want more friends, if you want more happiness, if you want more joy and peace in your life, we need to be showing it. We need to be showing where that joy and peace comes from. We need to be letting our light shine. Because this world is dark. It's a dark place. I know the sun's shining, but that's God's light. He gives us to see. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. This earth and this world is not a friend to God. We need to be that light for everyone else. Like I said about examples, the best way to have an example is to be an example. And we have the best example right here. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the best example we have. Real quick, turn with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 7, 14. 2 Chronicles 7, 14. Listen to these words. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Brothers and sisters, our land needs healing. Now, I'm not talking about the grass that may be dying. I'm talking about us, our churches, our houses, our homes, our communities need healing, brethren and sisters. We need the healing that can only come from God. It says, if my people, are we His people? Yes. Like I said, I'm a child of the King. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Don't run over that too quickly. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Brothers and sisters, we need the healing. We need the peace and joy that only God can grant. But again, like I said, where are our priorities at? We need to be making it a priority. Serving God, coming to church, reading His word, praying. We need to make those priorities. Where's most of my time spent? I know we have jobs, we have families, we have things that are pulling us in every direction. But brothers and sisters, we can be spending time with our family, spending time at work, thinking upon these things, meditating upon what we've read earlier in that morning. Pray without ceasing. And what keeps our attention the most? Brothers and sisters, if we have those priorities, if we have what time we're spending, if we have our mind set upon good, godly things, those good, godly things and the Word of God is going to be keeping our attention the most. But again, it's a battle of hearts and minds. So we need to be making a priority to spend time with our attention on God. Thank you.